This is Kara Hart reporting from the 84th National FFA Convention in Indianapolis, and I'm sitting with Kaylin Baker. She is an FFA member from the UConn FFA chapter in Oklahoma, and she actually won the prepared speaking contest at the National FFA contest. And Kaylin, tell me what you talked about in your speech.
My speech topic is very interesting. It's actually about miniature cattle. So it's very different from a lot of things that people normally have. Usually you see a bunch of corn and water speeches, and it's especially different than that.
Why is it different?
Miniature cattle are just such a new, innovative thing that a lot of people don't know about, and a lot of people are just really skeptical, and they don't think to ever research into it. And when I found the topic, I wasn't actually looking for it. It just popped up, and I clicked on it, and I started looking at it, and it was really interesting. And then I started realizing all the economic advantages it could have for the producer, so I decided to roll with it. And I guess it worked for me.
What are mini cattle?
Miniature cattle are cattle that are just smaller than standard size cattle. They're usually around 500 to 900 pounds and 42 to 48 inches at their hip bone. So I'm around 5'6", 5'7". They usually come to my hip.
So what benefit does this cow or steer have for a producer in Oklahoma?
Well, miniature cattle have a higher stocking rate, so you can fit 10 of them on the same 5 acres that you could only fit 2 standard size cattle on per 4. So you're going to get a higher meat per acre, which is going to then produce more money for the producer. So it has a definite economic advantage.
So what was the process like in preparing for this convention? I mean, how long did it take you? Did you do anything to help you memorize your speech? Did you talk to people that gave you advice on what to better improve?
Well, I started writing the speech in February 2011, and we had to go through state, and I won the state contest in May. So I've known since May that I was coming here. So all during the summer, I just kept practicing my speech. And as it closer came, our state association has workouts for us. And then I live about an hour away from Oklahoma State University, so I went up and talked to a bunch of animal science professors and different people that could help me and have a little bit of knowledge about the area that I'm talking about.
And what was the process like? Did they ask you any questions, any hard questions?
Lots of questions. I think I've had about every question under the moon asked to me. Lots of questions, lots of studying, lots of hours on the internet and talking to people who have miniature cattle, people who know nothing about miniature cattle, people who know everything about miniature cattle. Anyone that I could talk to, I talked to about it.
If there's one fact about miniature cattle that you had to share with everyone out there, what would you tell them?
There's so many facts, it's so hard to pick just one. I would say miniature cattle, a lot of people don't know this, miniature cattle can actually be shown in livestock shows such as San Antonio or Houston, so they're becoming a big animal in the show industry that a lot of people are picking up on.
Now, are you going to compete now in extemporaneous public speaking since you've done your prepared?
Yes, that's the plan as of now. I've never done that before, so I'm a little frightened, but I'll see what I can do.
Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Just if you ever want to get in the position I am, it takes a lot of hard work, but it's worth it, so just keep practicing.
I've been speaking with Kaylin Baker. She is the National FFA Prepared Speaking Contest winner.